This is Dr. Masucci. I'll be pairing patient's name is. Joanne Lomo, L-U-O-M-A, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Date of birth is 9/12/1943. Date of service is 4/18/2022. Ms. Lomo is a very pleasant, ...78-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, the status post stent percutaneous intervention, history of carotid stenosis, status post CEA, history of chronic limb ischemia, status post left femoral embolectomy, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, chronic renal and stage renal disease on hemodialysis, vascular dementia, history of GI bleed, also history of Parkinson's disease, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of chronic cholecystitis, status post percutaneous cholecystostomy, was brought to the emergency room because of she was found on the floor. She has been progressively getting weaker and has been sleeping more at home. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was found to have be tachycardic, as well as elevated potassium and BUN and creatinine. White count was also elevated, hemoglobin was low. She has been on Eliquis, for which she did receive Kcentra for reversal of the Eliquis. She underwent urgent hemodialysis. CT abdomen and pelvis showed possible fat stranding around the sigmoid colon, concerning for acute diverticulitis without evidence of any obstruction or perforation. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was given IV fluids, lactate drinker, hydration. Lactate level was elevated, which did improve. CT head and neck showed generalized cerebral and cerebellar volume loss, without evidence of any acute intracranial hemorrhage. No evidence of large acute infarct. Patient was, as mentioned, admitted to the hospital with severe sepsis, lactic acidosis, was treated with IV antibiotics, IV fluids. Blood cultures were done, chest X-ray. That's unremarkable. Also was felt to have GI bleed. Patient was given packed red blood cells. Patient was CT abdomen aorta with runoff, showed moderate to severe atherosclerosis, stenosis of the celiac superior mesenteric and renal arteries bilaterally. blood sugars were being monitored. Patient was gradually doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints. She is presently confused, not answering much questions. She says that I don't know. She did receive 6 units of packed red blood cells in the hospital. The anticoagulation was held. Patient was had EGD done. It did show bleeding ulcer, which was cauterized. Her hemoglobin is stabilized. It was felt that she's not a good candidate for anticoagulation. Patient was subsequently otherwise doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, carotid stenosis, chronic mesenteric ischemia, Parkinson's disease, chronic limb ischemia, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, vascular dementia, atrial fibrillation, chronic cholecystitis, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, hyperkalemia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, and chronic constipation. Past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization and percutaneous intervention, chronic limb ischemia status post left lower extremity thrombectomy, percutaneous cholecystostomy, AV fistula formation, bilateral carotid endarterectomy, social history smoking none, alcohol none, allergies iodine and sulfa antibiotics. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery, she does have history of coronary artery disease, it's status post percutaneous intervention, history of atrial fibrillation, history of carotid stenosis, status post carotid endarterectomy. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, she does have history of GI bleed, history of duodenal ulcer. That, of course, cauterization of the bleeding vessel. United urinary, no complaints, neurological, history of vascular dementia, history of Parkinson's disease, history of Lechner infarct. Musculoskeletal, she denies any complaints of any joint pains. She does have history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 128.6 pounds, blood pressure 148 over 78, temperature 97.4, pulse 100 per minute, respiration 20, blood pressure, oxygen saturation was 98%, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, external flow movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, poor inspiratory effort, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake but confused, I'm moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, deconditioning, next, GI bleed, next, sepsis, next, duodenal ulcer, acute on chronic left femoral DVT, status post IVC filter placement, next vascular dementia, next coronary artery disease, next end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, next hyperkalemia, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next chronic limb ischemia, next history of bilateral carotid stenosis, status post-CEA, next chronic mesenteric ischemia, next Parkinson's disease, next depression, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge of Brighton, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurse know or call the office. Patient is DNR, period. Next patient is James Scott, S-C-O-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7-5-1957. Date of service is 4-18-2022. Mr. Scott is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He has been constipated. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Overall, he says that he's doing better, but at the present time, he's bothered by the constipation. He has taken stool softener, was also given an enema. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema.